Thank you very much for the introduction, and welcome everyone on our Q1 results call for EB Energy. As always, I will be talking about the slides that you can find on our website in the investor relations section. Without further ado, let me start with the summary of key results of our company for the first three months of 2019. In terms of LTM, last 12 months results, the consolidated pro forma sales reached 1.93 billion, and adjusted EBITDA amounted 315 million, which is slightly lower compared to 321 million in 2017. We will be talking about it later. Indicative net consolidated leverage ratio at the end of the period stood at 1.7x. As regards the Q1 2019 historical consolidated results, our sales reached 640 million, and adjusted EBITDA was 119 million at the end of the quarter. The consolidated net debt was 611 million. Moving to page number four, main events and effects driving our performance and results in first quarter this year. First and foremost, our heating operations have been influenced by the warmest weather that we have had historically, and affected the heat supply, fortunately in much lesser degree than what the gap really was in terms of heating needs or space heating needs. This is again mainly to a factor that we have mentioned a couple of times. We have split the pricing for our customers for the capacity and for the energy component. As we are shifting most of our margin into capacity component, we are to some extent shielded from the weather pattern deviation. Unfortunately, this is not possible to be done 100%. We still see some influence, and you will see later on in the presentation, especially in the bridge, which will be comparing the current results with the results of the previous periods. Another two things to bear in mind. The results are influenced by disposal of Plzeňská Energetika, one of our companies that we have sold to our owner, EP Infrastructure, in May 2018, which in the first quarter last year contributed 6 million euro into our EBITDA. This is clearly and logically gone from our current EBITDA. Another point that we are mentioning in all of the calls is the timing difference stemming from the system operations tariff, where our electricity distribution company pays the subsidy for renewable power generation to the producers, but it is reimbursed only with the time lag. This has been another effect influencing our operations. Further points to mention, April 11th, we have purchased our notes at nominal value of 2.75 million euro as part of collateral sale offer, which has been triggered by the sale of 100% shares of Plzeňská Energetika to our parent company, EP Infrastructure. Next, on April 30th, 2018, Fitch affirmed EP Energy's rating to BBB minus and the rating of our notes at BBB, both ratings with stable outlook. And finally, on May 21st, EP Infrastructure secured sufficient funding for repayment of our 2019 notes, which are due in November 2019, which is actually, I believe, very important information. So let me go further to the details on our performance, starting with the summary on page number 5. The consolidated financial results in terms of sales, we have improved from 520 to 614 in this quarter, but the adjusted EBITDA went down from 125 to 119. Again, netting to some extent the three effects that I've been mentioning before. First, the sale of Plzeňská Energetika, which is in any comparison with the historical figures, reducing our performance. And then the warm winter, which clearly reduced amount of gigajoules that we've been delivering to our to the customers that are off-taking our heating products. And on the other hand, our electricity supply arm has slightly improved the performance. And the latest, the SOT tariff actually contributed to the improvement of our results. In terms of CAPEX, 10 million euro in the first quarter 2018, 13 million euro in the first quarter 2019. I would say this is the natural fluctuations as the projects are different from year to year. We are not expecting any major differences on that front. Moving to page number 6, which is describing the heat infrastructure segment. On the left upper hand side in the table, you see exactly the heat supplied in terajoules, which went down compared to the last year by 14%. And you can compare it with the decrease of space heating needs, which went down 12%. Again, noting that the heat supplied is affected by the sale of Plzeňská Energetika, which is not in our in the figures of first quarter 2019. You see that through the mechanism that I've been describing of the dual price, distinguishing between the energy component and the capacity component, we've been able to shield this 12% decrease in the space heating needs, and the real effect into our EBITDA is just 4% difference. Again, also inclusive the sale of Plzeňská Energetika. So, and on the chart actually below the table, you can see the very significant deviation. Actually, the temperatures for the first 3 months in 2019 are depicted in the red color. Although January has been colder than the January last year, then February and March has been significantly warmer, and that actually drove the decrease in the space heating needs over the period. Let me move to page number 7, describing the power distribution and supply segment. There you can see that our EBITDA went up significantly from €49 to €74 million at the first 3 months of 2019 compared to the same period of the last year. Again, looking at the table on the right-hand bottom side of the page, which is probably best showing the dynamics. On the first row, you can see that the core business performance of SSE remained at the same level, actually slightly improved from 50 to 51 million euro. While we've got actually while we've been positively influenced by the SOT timing differences, well, when the last year we've been hit by negatively by 4%, and in this year we've actually benefited from those delayed payments we've been reimbursed, so our result has been improved by 19 million euro. So that drove up the performance by 24 million euro period to period. As we've been mentioning actually at the last call, the system of delayed payments would be finally abolished starting the January 1st, 2020, beginning of the next year. So after, and as actually the payments are delayed, starting from that period, we will be only being reimbursed by the delayed payments. So the system should be either neutral or positive looking forward, and then long term neutral, because we won't be paying the subsidies to the renewable operators anymore. It would be paid directly by the system operator of Slovakia. With that, let me move to the bridges. First one, indicative EBITDA and adjusted EBITDA bridge for first quarter 2019 versus the same period of the last year. The EBITDA of Q1 2018 was 117 million. We've got to add the SOT effect of 4 million, then subtract the disinvestment of Plzeňská Energetika. On the other hand, connected with that, we have to add the impairment of 10 million euro, which leads us to the adjusted EBITDA of Q1 2018 at a level of 125 million euro. And from that, the business performance deltas, negative 7 million on the heat infra, core operations predominantly driven by the warmer winter. Then, on the other hand, slightly improved business result of the distribution and supply core operations, and then roughly minus 1 million of other effects, leading to the adjusted EBITDA of Q1 2019 at the level of 119 million euro. Then adding the positive SOT effect for this period plus 19 million brings us to the EBITDA of Q1 2019 at a level of 138 million. On page number 9, you will see the similar picture just for the last 12 months results. I won't go again through all the details, but just mentioning two additional or the figures that are changed or are in addition to the previous bridge. So of course, in the SOT effect, we would be talking about different numbers, which would be reflecting the deltas for the last 12 months, which is positive 41 million and the negative 18 that you can see in the bridge. And then also going from the EBITDA of financial year 2018 to adjusted EBITDA of financial year 2018, we've got to subtract the sale of non-core assets that we have done in that year, which has been, of course, one of operation. The remaining figures are the same as presented on the previous slide. So, page number 10, subsequent events. The first one, actually all of them we have already mentioned. So once again, March 11, 2019, EP Energy offered to purchase up to 41.5 million of euro aggregate principal amount of our 5.875% senior secured notes due this year to comply with the obligation of collateral sale offer. We have actually at the end of the day purchased the notes at a nominal value of 2.75 million, settled that in April 11 this year, and cancelled those notes. The next item has been the April 30, the affirmation of our credit rating at BBB- and rating of our 2019 notes at BBB+ with stable outlook. And finally, May 21, the major operation at the level of our parent EP Infrastructure, when they signed new 265 million term facility agreement, which with together with previously placed 70 million notes and 183 million issue of Schuldschein EP Infrastructure, basically secured completely sufficient funding for repayment of the outstanding 2019 notes in November 2019. So finally, let me wrap up. The LTM EBITDA of EP Energy reached 315 million, 2% worse than the similar similar item of financial year 2018. Given the very significant drop of the temperatures, we are actually quite proud about this result because we've been able to set up the operation and the pricing scheme in a way which are shielding to a large extent these relatively significant weather pattern deviations. Then in terms of the next items, already mentioned positive timing difference resulting from the SOT tariff of 23 million euro, positively influencing our results. Then bearing in mind that we have disposed Plzeňská Energetika in 2018, which has been historically or at this period of time would be representing EBITDA of 6 million euro, which of course is gone from our P&L. I've been talking about the very warm winter, which resulted to the lower EBITDA by just 7 million euro. Then, contrary to that positive result of power supply business activities, which improved by 2 million euro. Also one last note, which I have not been mentioning before, comparability of results was further influenced by one-off non-cash impairment of 10 million euro recognized in Q1 2018. We've been already saying that EP Energy repurchased and canceled 3 million of our bonds. We've been also mentioning the affirmation of our credit ratings at BBB- and BBB for our 2019 notes. Finally, the fact that through a series of operations, EP Infrastructure secured sufficient funding for repayment of all outstanding 2019 notes of EP Energy. With that, I would conclude the presentation for Q1 2019 and open the floor to your questions. Thank you very much for your attention.
As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad now. We have no questions from the line, so I'll hand back over to you, Thomas.
Thank you very much. In this case, as always, you are free to, or even encouraged to send your questions to our investor relations department headed by Filip Bělák, CFO of the company. The contacts you know or are listed on our webpage. Thank you very much for your attention again, and looking forward to have you again with us on the next quarter's results call. Thank you very much and have a nice rest of the day. Goodbye.
Thanks. Bye.